Task committed together. I have 133. All members are present. Senators Dyson. And before we get started, you are the only somebody. Is there anybody to testify?
Anybody on here?
No.
Okay, Senator Dyson, Senator Cowdery, Senator Thomas, and Senator Elton are present, as well as Betty Davis. And we do have a bill coming before us on vocational account.
Yes, ma'am.
To be set up. It's already passed the House side. And who's presenting the bill?
Senator, I am. Representative Mark Newman, District 15.
We'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you for the prompt hearing on today's bill. House Bill 2 creates the vocational education account. It's an account within the Department of Revenue that allows private industry to put their money into vocational education. I think we all here know the importance of vocational education and what it does for our schools. This allows private industry to put their money into that. And here to answer questions. I don't think I can really tell you a whole lot more about how important it is and what we can all learn from it.
Are there any questions? I thought you would maybe had more to say about the bill than what you just
like
stated, but I don't know if they need you to go through it. I know it's a very small bill. I know that we are supportive of vocational education.
Are you ready for a motion, Madam Chairman?
I am. If there's a question.
Nice try.
Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On line 13, I guess it is, and 14 on page 1, it is a short bill. What is the definition, or at least your intent, for regional educational attendance areas? I'm not. Everything else, I think I understood all the other terms there, but that one, I wasn't sure exactly what that meant.
Through the Chair, Senator Thomas, regional education attendance, also known as REAs, REAAs, mm-hmm. are organized educational units within unorganized areas of the state.
Okay.
This bill, although it is fairly short in content, was 3 years in the making with the Commissioners of Labor and Commerce, Department of Education, and trying to make sure that we stayed within the guidelines of No Child Left Behind so that every child in Alaska can benefit the vocational education and still get credit for them under No Child Left Behind, and also to make sure that we didn't go outside our boundaries of our state constitution on dedicated funds. It's been very difficult to get to this point because of the wording in those guidelines set up, but I think we finally accomplished this again with over 2 years in this. Commissioner O'Clery, past Commissioner on Labor, felt this would bring in upwards of $10 million a year towards vocational education programs. The current commissioners all support it. It is a unique part of this is it asks the Commissioner of Labor and Workforce Development in consultation with Commissioner of Education. That's where we can work through the highly qualified status for No Child Left Behind. The Commissioner of Labor can approve the quality standards of the person who may want to put a vocational program out there, particularly where they don't have a program. Maybe Mr. Smith in Igigig is willing to teach 10 kids out there out of Wells. He would submit his qualification to the Department of Labor. Department of Labor would say Mr. Smith has those qualifications. Department of Education, with our currently incorporated standards-based grade level standards, can set forth a standards in there so we can get the credits to those students so that they can graduate with those credits. I certainly feel it's going to go a long ways in decreasing our dropout rate. More kids are going to be learning math and reading through applied sciences.
You know, I don't want to cut you off, but I think we all are very supportive of the bill.
Thank you.
Did answer the question that needed to be answered, and I'll take from Senator Dyson, if he's interested in giving a motion for us to move the bill, I take it at this time.
Yep. Madam Chair, thank you. I move and ask unanimous consent we move House Bill 2, Vocational Education Accounts, out of committee with individual recommendations.
And a zero fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, so move.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And we will also adjourn at this time also. Would you please sign the book, though, before...